And when did this all happen? The end of the Shemitah. So I'm recording this, just so you know, on September 30th, and I had been warning there's going to be some major events happening by the end of September, especially since the Vatican said to return all funds there by September 30th. On September 26th, the end of the Shemitah, the British pound almost went to zero. And so you can see what's going on. So there you go, nailed it again. How do I know all this stuff? It's because it's obvious. But you know what's not so obvious is who did this attack on the Russian pipelines. It's not very obvious, is it? Because the Western media and the US government and the CIA and NATO have all said, oh, it wasn't us. Yeah. But Joe Biden in February of this year actually said they were going to do this.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Just a few days before that, Victoria Nuland said the exact same thing.
With regard to Nord Stream 2, we continue to have very strong and clear conversations with our German allies, and I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Even Condoleezza Rice in 2014 said it.
That. Do you think Germany's been as aggressive as they should be?
I'm quite an admirer of Chancellor Merkel, and I heard her statement when she was with President Obama in Washington. I thought it was a very good statement. But now we need to have tougher sanctions, and I'm afraid at some point this is going to probably have to involve oil and gas. The Russian economy is vulnerable. 80% of Russian exports are in oil, gas, and minerals. People say, well, the Europeans will run out of energy. Well, the Russians will run out of cash before the Europeans run out of energy. And I understand that it's uncomfortable to have an effect on business ties in this way. But this is one of the few instruments that we have. Over the long run, you simply want to change the structure of energy dependence. You want to depend more on the North American energy platform, the tremendous bounty of oil and gas that we're finding in North America. You want to have pipelines that don't go through Ukraine and Russia. For years, we've tried to get the Europeans to be interested in different pipeline routes. It's time to do that.
But from the Pacific, White House denies claims of destroying pipeline like they said they would. Oh, but, you know, the Nord Stream pipeline did tweet this just the day before it blew up. I have information that will lead to Hillary Clinton's arrest. Who hates Nord Stream? The USA. Who put sanctions on companies building Nord Stream? The USA. Who said that Nord Stream will be shut down one way or another? The USA. Okay, so who sabotaged Nord Stream? Russia. Yeah, see, if you want the real news, you go to CNN. And they put out the real news as usual. US and Europe condemn sabotage as suspicion mounts that Russia was behind pipe leaks. Uh-huh. So Russia makes tons of money sending gas to Europe. And just because they don't like Europe, they decided to blow up their own pipelines. It makes a lot of sense. They'd be like ExxonMobil, just blowing up all its own pipelines. Like, if all their pipelines blew up, people would be like, oh, it must have been Exxon who did it. Yeah, that's the most likely culprit, the people who owned it. Like, if Russia really wanted to stop sending gas to Europe, they'd just go like this, turn it off. They wouldn't blow up their own infrastructure. It makes no sense, but, you know, nothing needs to make sense nowadays because most people have gone to 12 years of government indoctrination camps, so they can't think so good. And they watch television programming, which is literally mind control most of the day. They get lethally injected. They drink fluoride and bathe in fluoride, which is rat poison, which actually destroys your brain. So Can't expect too many people to figure this one out. Nord Stream 1 and 2, the US. Why did Europe or Russia do this? It's not like the US has done this before. Not like 9/11, where apparently two planes crashed into two buildings and knocked down three of them at free fall speeds, which is physically impossible. But all they had to say on CNN was that they found one of the hijackers' passports blocks away, totally undamaged.
Another development on Saturday, New York officials revealed at a news conference here in the city that a hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that. No other details were given, but the discovery prompted the FBI and police to expand the search area.
And, well, we got a report coming in. It's called a situation room with Wolf Blitzer. What's going on, Wolf? Intact Russian passport found floating in bubbles. This is actually more likely than the U.S. than Russia blowing up its own pipelines. Oh, we've got some video surveillance footage coming in showing the person of interest in the sabotage of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. I did that. Come on, man. Then there's Kamala, who just announced